Divinations. Today is Wednesday, July 23rd, 2008. My name is Elizabeth Peter. I have been hosting this show since around October of 07. As I do at the beginning of each show, I would like to give you a brief outline of what you can expect from this show. My mission statement is simple. Let us focus on sharing joy, oneness, abundance, and gratitude at all times. Be ethical and use intuition, not fear. Dear Truth Seeker friends, we are at the dawn of the intuitive age, the age of bliss. More precisely, we are halfway through the fifth night of the age of ethics, or the galactic age, in this year of 2008 of the Gregorian calendar, and our focus is zooming in on ethics from the 250-year-old age of powers, which is really the domination of the mind-based powers. Finally, we are in the galactic age, ruled by ethics and integrity. We're shifting into the age of intuition. And so by the year 2011, we need to be ready for that. And the only qualifier really is just to be at this time and not think too much. Instead, say, do, create with the qualifier in mind, which is ethics. Everything must pass the ethics test. It has to be based on intuition. As you could hear from the song I picked for today's show, you know, Donovan may sound to a lot of you like some silly hippie who was just on weed and created some silly songs. There's actually a deeper meaning to his songs, and if you could pick up on that, for example, this mountain, then there is a mountain, then there is. It really is based on his transcendental meditation, which really got him early on in touch with his higher self. And so when he talks about there is a mountain and there is, it's basically shifting our in and out of our ego, our mind, you know, control. And that's what really I would like to focus on this show. And so First of all, I would like to let you know more about me again. My website address is www.redlotus.org, and you can email me at elizabeth@redlotus.org. I will try my best to take as many calls on the show as well, and so you're always invited to call in or email me any questions you would like if you don't have time to address your questions on air. So now that you may be able to find me and find out about me, let us start with what I always do, the abundance intent. Let us take a deep breath and focus on our third eye. And so here we go. Abundance intent. I focus on the holy high self within as the only source of my prosperity. I know this inner presence as the only activity in my financial, personal, health, career, etc., affairs, as it is the substance of all things visible. I trust in the principle of abundance in action, within as without. So it is. So again, today, as always, I would like to encourage you to call in anytime. I invite your questions, concerns, and feedback. As always, your thoughts and insights on the current topic or past subjects discussed on Earth Harmony. My most important subjects that I focused on since the beginning of this show was the subject of abundance, which is basically the law of attraction, ethics, the secret. The Mayan calendar is a real huge topic for me, and the Tarot. I've been using the Tarot since I was 19 years old, and I'm way far away from that age now, but it's been my best friend. Of course, it's a visual help, which is like a crutch. I should do away with using the Tarot, but I love it so much. I love the visual story it tells me. And, of course, Sustainable Prosperity Revolution is another topic that I love to concentrate on this show from time to time. And so I invite your calls in for short readings. As you know, I work with Bazi, which is the ancient Chinese system for destiny readings. And you can find out a lot more about that on my website, redlotus.org. And so I've been studying this system 15 years ago from various teachers. My most important teacher was Paul Yan. And I continue improving on those skills, although I've done hundreds and hundreds of readings and charts since that time. And so I can easily just utilize that system as well when you call in addition to my intuition. On this show, on today's show, we will continue on the subject of the consciousness evolution on our planet. This is an urgent topic for me. I know a lot of us would prefer to focus on the ongoing movie, which is called the election process. It's again the collective mind is trying to focus on that instead of really what's going on is our consciousness evolution on the inside, which is some people call the light body. And I wanted to invite someone who wrote some amazing books on the light body experience, but I haven't been able to get in touch with him. His name is Matt Guest. So I will just try to do the best I can without him, because I would like to still bring in... Hello, we have a caller. Hi there.
Yes, hi.
Hey, I can't really hear you, sweetheart. Hello? Hello? Can you speak up?
Yes, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina.
And I'm trying to be very positive and always thinking of abundance. I've been trying to sell my house for 9 months now.
Uh-huh.
And I've been going through 3 realtors. I tried on my own, and I just wanted to know when it's going to happen.
Okay, Tina. And just give me your age. How old are you?
I'm 64.
64. Okay. Let's take a deep breath and ask Spirit to help us here. Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. I see a younger gentleman here who is interested in your house. I see some monetary problems. Maybe he wasn't able to work out the financial details on this, on the process. Probably the bank loan is kind of held up. Has anyone approached you recently?
No, I've had many people looking at it, but no one put in an offer.
I see a blockage there with the banks, with the banking, with the money.
Right.
The blockages around the people that are interested in your home, Tina.
Right.
But from a spiritual level, I believe there's also an attachment here. And it may not be you. It may be someone else who was in your home before. Is this your home that you inherited from your parents? Or?
No, I moved here.
You moved here how many years ago?
I'm here 34 years.
Oh, 34 years. Okay.
Yeah.
What I can do, Itina, is send you some helping feng shui cures to get rid of some of the attachments. I see a very strong attachment going on around this house for you. It's maybe not your will, not your, you know, not even the law of attraction thing that's wrong here. It's just there's almost like a, you're one with this house. You're
right.
So intertwined with this house.
Right.
There's a part of you that's almost like grew some roots there, like a tree, you know?
Right.
And so you love this house and this house loves you. And so there's definitely that aspect. And like I said, I could email you some cures to how to get rid of that. One wonderful cure is called the salt water cure. And the other one is the space clearing cure, which you can repeatedly use to try to just detach.
Right.
That's what I'm preaching on this show, actually, is, you know, it's very, very hard sometimes for us to detach from worldly things and physical things. And for you, this is definitely the house.
Yes.
I know you're very willing to move forward with your life and you want to start a new life. All that is there.
Right.
It's that spiritual component that is still, it's mind versus the light body, like I mentioned, the spiritual body.
Right.
There's a dialogue going on about that, isn't there, Tina?
Yes.
A part of you still wants to be there.
Right.
But I also see that the outside, you know, the environment, of course, responds to this by not allowing your possible buyers to have the finances ready.
Yeah.
So what we want to focus our light body is, you know, the abundance is to ask. I give you a nice little affirmation. Perhaps you can...
Okay.
Confirm. Just say, I keep my mind and thoughts off this world and place my focus on the Holy Self within, because that will arrange the finances for these buyers. Mm-hmm. It's not really the banks. It's not up to the worldly bank. It's up to the abundant spirit around it that will make this possible.
Right.
And so, you know, I really see you selling this home. You know, it's a process, Tina. And I do see the number 3 here. And I see a realtor coming through with a buyer. Or maybe he himself is the buyer. But I see a male who bought other homes. Maybe he's an investor or something like that. But I see the number 3. Could be 3 months or 3 weeks.
Oh, I hope it's 3 weeks.
I hope it's 3 weeks. So maybe focus on that number 3 yourself.
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, I think the detachment process has to be extremely powerful in you.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Did this answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling in, Tina.
Bye.
Okay, dear friends, so like I mentioned, I would like to focus on the light body on this show, and we can call this light body so many names. It's been called the Holy Spirit, the Higher Self, the Supreme Being, God, Goddess, but it's really just that oneness with the ocean of the universe that all these gurus and teachers have been preaching to us over thousands of years, including Jesus himself. But, of course, all the enlightened beings, enlightened teachers, all talk about this higher self, the higher light body. And it's been suppressed over thousands of years by the domination of the mind. And guess what, guys? We are leaving the domination of the mind. Based on the Mayan calendar from my favorite author, Carl Johan Kalaman in The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness. On August 15, 2008, we are officially entering the galactic underworld. What does that mean? We've been, there's layers and layers of worlds that the Mayans chronicled, and this fourth world is what applies to us right now. The fourth world has three layers. The national, which started at 730 AD, and then a layer above that is the planetary, which we've been under since 1947. But really, it started back in the 17th century, 1755 to be correct. And then the third final layer is just started in 1999, which is called the galactic underworld. It's called galactic because we're really, really strongly connected to our galactic neighbors. We are breathing in and out. Every breath we take is basically the same breath the universe is taking with us. I strongly, strongly feel that. We get downloaded information, intuition, into us every single moment in time, whether you're sleeping, awake, whatever. The only blockage to that oneness is our mind. The mind is now going to take backstage. Yes, it's still going to be there, but it will be much more balanced out. So there is a revolution going on, the consciousness revolution. The coming of the self into conscious realization is how some people put it. The self-awareness has arrived to its possible highest place. And this is what has been basically given to us ever since the 1940s, where all the Eastern spiritual teachings have started to reach the West. We were finally waking up to that realization, to this light body, to this higher self. So what Kalaman talks about here in his book, it says because we're entering this new galactic underworld. In fact, since August 15th, we will be in the fourth world, and this will last until October of 2011. This is a revolutionary time, people. We have not seen anything like this before, in our lifetime anyway. This is a time in which we have to shift from the worldly attention, the overly focused attention on the material things, on the money, on the body, on clothes and fashion and people and attachments to all sorts of things. And instead, the more we move into our intuitive, higher light body, the happier and more joyful and more peaceful we will feel. And so the more attached we are to things, the more that is going to be taken away from us. And yes, that puts people into this fear again. And I'm trying to preach you guys out of that. No fear is necessary. If the mind-based systems, which is governments, money systems, school systems, all sorts of systems that the mind created around us like a web, like a cobweb, these systems are being slowly lifted away, and the emergence of the light body is shining through. And so those who are already getting this message, we're preaching it like crazy because we want everyone to get into that mindset as soon as possible. Mindset, that's a bad word for it, really. What Kalaman says is because we're entering into this new underworld, we're climbing to a higher level of the cosmic pyramid. It may be appropriate to reconsider the goals we have set for our individual lives and the strategies we have developed to attain them. In many cases, the goals typical for the planetary underworld, which happened to be from 1947 till now, such as pursuing a career, various worldly goals and lofty ambitions, they may not be valid. While many of us want to continue along the same lines as before, it will be impossible. And we're seeing that falling away from us now. The more we try, the more it gets taken away. And it's a very frustrating place to be. Those who deny the change in consciousness that the divine process of creation now brings about, or actually imposes on us, and fail to develop their intuition accordingly, will sooner or later find themselves at a dead end. And again, this is not like some kind of a scaring message. It's a wake-up call. We are at a time of a wake-up call here. So as we are climbing to the top of the galactic pyramid, the only realistic goal really is to seek for ourselves and all others the cosmic consciousness of the universal underworld, which really only deals with intuition. That's how simple it is, really. You know, simple, and yet it's hard for us to understand because we're still using the mind. In fact, I'm talking to you, utilizing the mind, which will probably also will fall away. I feel like our connection through the radio, through the internet, through technology itself will all be unnecessary eventually, because we're moving into this wonderful world of telepathic communication, intuitive communication. We can transport ourselves into places that we now need the internet to find, or you know, channels on TV. You know, you find yourself, let's say, on the Travel Channel. You have to look at a TV screen to see yourself, maybe in Bali or in, you know, on some beautiful island. Now, with your light body, where you will be visualizing yourself to be, you will transport yourself there. And I know you might think I'm talking total rubbish here. But at this moment, we are getting prepared for such an event to be able to find ourselves on that level of consciousness. And it's moving very fast, people. It's moving so fast that we can't even use our mind to think about it. So at this time, we are now entering the galactic underworld, as we said, and this is really fundamentally about healing, about creating balance on both a global scale and on an individual scale. So it is about unifying what Kalaman talks about, East and West, because the West was definitely more mind-based and the East was more right brain-based, which is more, it's more about the light body. It always has been. So these two hemispheres will be balanced out. Logic, spirit, and matter, mind, body, spirit, will be all balanced out, unifying our soul and body. And so we're healing the traumas that was imposed upon us with the excessive use of the mind, which is why we feel so disconnected and so unfulfilled at the moment. So to allow this to happen, we must choose a path that is consistent with this new evolution of the consciousness. And we are given so many choices to do that. You know, I'm not an advocate for transcendental meditation or any sort of meditation. I've been using various things myself. I really don't even feel like you need to be a super meditator to find yourself in touch with your light body anymore. For me, a simple yoga, you know, a yoga exercise does the job whenever I have time, where I really, really feel like I'm so focused on the mind or I'm so out of touch. For some, it's a daily practice, and for some, it's just, I don't know how we could have even lived without it before. Now it's becoming more of a must, I believe, because we are moving so fast into our light body. So what's really taking place right now is massive healing. And I'm sure people are feeling that, that they do need the healing so that they don't feel so disenfranchised and so disconnected and so frustrated. As in all healing, of course, Kahneman says, the initial effect may be a deterioration in the condition of the patient first. And so something parallel may be the result both on an individual and a collective scale. The onset of the healing effects of the galactic underworld could be is where we feel so frustrated or even a lot of us become very depressed. You know, why bother kind of attitude takes over. And even individuals who are already getting the message early on, we feel like we're like in this double duty situation, which is a very, very hard place to be. But such initial impairments, says Kahneman, sometimes play the role of wake-up calls. So for those of us who have been called, it is very important to have an understanding of the cosmic plan as a basis for this. And so we need to make these choices quickly on. Otherwise, negative spirals ending in despair can easily result. So again, you know, we can go into details about what you can do, you know, and so he points out all the Eastern philosophies and the spiritual teachings that facilitates us to disconnect the mind. They're all geared towards creating this disconnect, like you turn off the mind, and so you can create a channel or a corridor that Deepak Chopra says, you know, you create this open line, an open telephone line to your higher self, to your higher light body self, and that is the one that's really connected to God, to creation, to the higher self, to that ocean of consciousness that we're all one with. The mind is really the gatekeeper. The ego of mind is the gatekeeper that has been locked us in this world of the matrix. And so it's being removed slowly but surely. The gatekeeper is no longer the boss. It's like when you want to get into a club, you know, you really want to be in that club. You know you're going to have a lot of joy and fun. And yet there's this bouncer there at the door and says, nope, you can't go in there. You've got to finish this, this, and this first. You have to be 18 or whatever. And so where we are right now is we're negotiating with the gatekeeper. And, you know, this gatekeeper, this mind, cannot ever rest in the present. It always has to go between the past and the future, always has to progress, and you have to be better and bigger and slimmer and richer, and you have to own such and such and so many houses, and we have to have economic growth and blah, blah, blah. More. That's the mind that's creating this scenario, that movie, that illusion, really. And what the light body is the basis of our joy, happiness, our self that just is, just simply is, breathing in and out, in and out. If you look at galactic pictures, you see the breathing of the universe moving in and out. Like when you're watching a close-up of how our heart is beating in and out, in and out. Maybe you've seen a close-up picture of the heart or the lungs, how it just moves in and out, in and out. That's really how the universe is moving, in and out, just breathing. And so that's what's really the touch that we need. Once we're in touch with that, like little children, we'll just enjoy the everyday joy of the everyday moment, of that very moment you're in. That's what the light body wants us to do, and that's where we are headed to be in on a more permanent basis. The mind is getting pushed out of the way. In fact, it's on a crash course, folks, because the systems that are have been created since the planetary underworld that Kalman calls, puts it back to 1755. That's the Industrial Revolution. That's when the money system was really taking hold, and all the industrial systems, the technological foundations were created. All that is mind creation. Now, I'm not saying we're going back into a very primitive time in which, you know, we'll have to sort of make everything from scratch. I'm pretty sure we will have a very sophisticated world in which we can still have free energy. We will have access to free healing methods, which I believe will be just like what Jesus used, energy manipulation. Very simple, because that's what the light body really does, is heals. And so we won't even be needing to heal as much eventually, because our body won't be bogging us down. All the diseases of the body was really imposed upon us of the stress that, you know, Kalman mentions Hans Scheye, who was who came up with the word stress, and the stress was the creation of, again, this mind-based planetary underworld. And it's a dualist world in which there's always a fight between two things. The dualist world creates the wars. The wars are, again, really the basis of the war is to suppress the light body, to suppress the self, to suppress who we really, really are evolving into being, into these light beings, into the joyful star beings that we are magnificent, like Kathy said on my last show, magnificent light bodies. That's what we really, really are. So going back to Kalman, he says, as part of this condition, it's easy to see that a basis dissatisfaction with our existence must derive from the fact that we are only half. So we are seeking things. We're seeking relationships, money, houses, monetary things, worldly successes, careers, to fill that void of the other half. And so half our existence is somehow giving us some joy temporarily, but eventually, again, we fill this void. And that void is really what I'm talking about that's going to be filled. And so this halfness is going away. The focus on the becoming is shifting into the light aspect of the duality as we really truly are. And so the layers of these three underworlds that he talks about, that the very first one starting a very, very long time ago, 3,000 years ago, is now layered over with the planetary, the galactic, what we're really reaching into based on the Mayan calendar, which is, I think is amazingly accurate. We will reach back to the ancient times of the Atlantean times, the ancient Chinese, the ancient Mayans, the ancient Egyptian times, in which there was harmony and happiness among humanity. No wars, no duality. And what we're reaching into now is we're layering upon that even with a more perfected consciousness, which is now creates an amazing unity with both the planetary world, which taught us technologies and innovations and great things, the national, which taught us culture and how to get along with people, how to be a good tribal member, etc. Those underworlds have now been reaching their highest crest of consciousness. And so in this galactic underworld, we now have the best of the best of all worlds combined that existed from those ancient times. To me, that is why it is so amazing to be at the time that we are on now. And where we are on now today, we are in the fifth night of this galactic underworld, a significant shifting moment in this time that is now almost approaching August 15th. How close is that? It's like we're really shifting into intuition. Everything is going to be based on intuition. I mean, the presidential race that people are focusing on, to me, it's a joke because ourselves will be so much higher by the time even November rolls around that we will find ourselves so empowered with this new light body that we may not want to just rely on another person or our government or other systems to lead us into this new, you know, enlightened or intuitive age. And so we are moving into our own selves. You know, we're becoming whole again. And this is why we see this array of healing centers and spas and yoga centers and meditation centers and practices that masses of people in the West are now flocking towards also. And yes, you can argue with me that, hey, look at China, look at India, where these teachings were originating from. They're actually becoming more materially oriented and more focused on the material, and they're going to dig for more oil, and they're going to have more wars for oil. I hear that. I'm aware of that. And what my prayer is, and I think many of us in this that are creating the critical mass on this planet with our higher frequencies, is before that could even happen. And even, let's say, if it does happen, it will be in vain. It will be still headed for a crash course, headed for a dead-end course, because we will not be relying on oil, carbon-based energies. The time is up for that, people. It's just impossible, because now the energies of the light body is so powerful that we will be able to manifest energies from alternative free sources. So in the West, the onset of this fourth world is going to shift us out of the materialistic worldview, and we are seeing that right in front of our eyes. You know, Wall Street is struggling. The feds are struggling. They're both blind leading blind. To me, it seems that system is collapsing on its own weight. Not because we're out on the street protesting, which I think they would like us to do. They would love to see us protesting and fighting the system so that they could put as many people in jail as possible. We don't need to do anything, you know, because power, the power of the mind-based underworld, so to speak, has reached its climax. It's reached its highest potential. And so it's self-destructing. So whatever is based on that system has no place to go. It cannot go any further. It's reached its... It's like when you have a ripe fruit on a tree, you know it's going to have to fall. It cannot stick on the tree anymore. Even if you want it to hold it there and hold it up and hold it up, that's what they're doing. They're trying to hold the fruit up on the tree, even though it's already starting to rot away. A rotten fruit has to fall off, and it's almost like the law of gravity that it's reaching its highest point. And so if they want to quiet us down, those of us who are giving out this message, I know they have plans to shut down the Internet, and all these fearful, you know, messages are coming at us with these homeland security, this and that. As you can see, it's all becoming a joke. It's all becoming just a skeleton effort to try to compress and still continue to suppress this higher consciousness into evolving and taking on the power that it does. Now, that to me ties in perfectly with the new Pluto transit that is just ahead, also almost ties in with that timing of the new galactic fourth world that is starting August 15th, because Pluto, interestingly, also moves forward into the house of Capricorn in September this year. It's finally moving forward and taking residence for the next 15 years in Capricorn, which is the house of systems. Capricorn rules measure and management, wise management of things and systems of things. Of course, I think the mind body wants to control systems. It wants to make sure that the systems are already in place to oppress, suppress, and control, you know, keep the cobweb as tight as possible above the light body, around our higher self, our higher spirit. But guess what? Here we go. There's a caller. Who is that?
My name is Bob.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for calling in. What would you like to, do you have a comment or a question?
Well, do you well, a little bit. I mean, I just was compelled to call. I really was interested in your show. I just started listening to it here the last few days.
Oh, you've listened to previous shows too?
Just the last few days. I've been listening to your guys' show, and I'm really, really liking it.
Thank you. Thanks for that, Bob. What would you say? What grabbed you?
Well, I'm pretty spiritually motivated, you know. I'm on a mission myself that God's given me a call on.
And what is your mission?
I've had a lot of things come at me in this last 3 years, opening up psychic abilities.
Okay. So you're getting in touch with your light body, basically.
Yeah, I probably back in my, I've always had a little bit of psychic abilities all through my life, but when I was about 23, I had an angel come to me.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I never, I mean, I always thought about it, but I never really...
So when the angel came to you, Bob, was it because you experienced some kind of trauma in your life at
no,
that time?
No, not at that time, none at all.
Nothing brought it on, not an illness or anything?
Nothing. No, I didn't even do drugs or alcohol or nothing. I'm not a druggie or alcoholic or do anything like that. I just woke up one morning and was walking down the hall and was standing there.
Just randomly, it was there. Awesome.
Yeah, and then I lost my son here, about my youngest son here, about 4 years ago, and it was... like anything like that in life, it's traumatic, you know. And the year before that, I lost my little brother, and, you know, I've been through a lot of things. But I just started waking up. I started seeing my past life. I've had spirits come to me in my sleep. People, sadness, and a loved one will die a short time down the road. I've had, I see things happen, but a week before they happen, you know.
Right. So you basically opened up that channel that leads to that light body.
Yeah.
And you're right, Bob. It's the reason I'm mentioning trauma is because I believe that the more attached we are to something, and the more painful it is, of course, when we lose that. And so what the way spirit works is it actually rips it away from us so that we can open up that channel. Sometimes it's a painful place. This is why we're in such a place for a moment in time right now, collectively and individually, is because this is the only way to get into.
Well, I've been told by several psychic people that I was, and I believe this to be true, that I'm a star child.
We all are, Bob. We all are. We've been so conditioned with the mind that we haven't been able to come to that awareness. And we are, one by one, slowly, everyone is coming to that awareness. We are forced to come to that awareness. That's what I'm talking about here. None of us are, you know, well, yeah, you're unique. You're a beautiful, you know, star yourself.
Right.
But we all are, and so the, you know, it's like star clusters. We will be clustering together and shine together, and we unify together. And that's really the beauty. It's just some of us come into it sooner, and so then we become the student teachers, so to speak.
Well, yeah, because I've been teaching love here for quite a while to people. You know, like I told everybody, you know, I says, you know, if we got up in the morning, we all give each other a hug and loved each other,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have people starving to death in this world.
Well, that's right, and that's exactly where we're headed. We are moving away from the manufactured lack, what Kahneman calls the manufactured lack, L-A-C-K, because that lack was imposed on us, again, by the matrix of the mind systems. And so that is lifted. And so it's just a matter of, we're at the bottom of the pyramid as beings, as humanity, holding up this pyramid of cards, basically. These are cards that are really just illusionary cards. They can be blown by the wind off of us any minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're at the moment where that blowing off is happening. And here we are exposed, you know, like, wow, okay, what are we going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
We are exposed to our light body. And that's the revelation you got from your angel, that this is who you really truly are, you know.
Well, I know I'm heading to Southern California here in October and to start into my meditation, and because
mm-hmm.
I have a quiet place there, and
what part?
I'm going to be there in October to go for quiet.
Uh-huh.
And to go into my meditation state too.
You know, interestingly, Southern California, I lived there 10 years myself, and that is the time where my awareness really grew by leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
That's when I really
I'm up in the mountains there out of Temecula.
Oh, perfect.
Way up high, and it's quiet, and that's where I'm heading for the winter to meditate, basically.
That's a great spot to really
open
something
up.
About that area is very, very enlightening. Yeah, I love that myself. But hey, you know, wherever you are in the world, really, it's wherever you go, there you are.
right. I just know here it's never quiet. You know, I can't ever catch myself. Mm-hmm. I try to get within, and I just don't do it very well.
I see.
There's always something taking, bringing
yeah.
me back to.
Yeah, we're still in this dichotomy of the in-between place, but I think after this fifth night, we will be able to really catch our breath, I think, by next year. That's my hope, too, is that this craziness is starting to lift away from us.
Well, I hope so, because I'd like to...
You will help a lot of people, too, I'm sure.
You know, I mean, I talk to people every day about love, you know, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you come into the awareness, you just can't keep your mouth shut about it, right?
Right. I mean, people think I'm a little nuts, but...
I know.
Yeah, you know,
okay.
A little bit out there. Well, maybe I am, but it's the truth.
You know, a lot of people are starting to hear it, even if they don't understand everything you say.
Yeah.
But it's like there's something in their DNA that resonates with it, and then it's slowly. It's like a wake-up call. They're starting to wake up slowly. So I don't think it's in vain. A lot of people will be in a state of shock once this whole shift goes on with the money systems collapsing. So people like yourself,
mm-hmm.
you know, our student teachers, we have to be there.
That's kind of the way I portray myself as a teacher.
Yeah.
You know, trying to pass the word, you know, that there's greater and better things coming.
Exactly. Exactly. We have to get people out of the fear, because fear keeps us more in shock. So we will be like the medics on an emergency scene. You know, we will be waking people up faster and faster as they go into shock. So,
you know, and getting people understand about reincarnation, you know, they really balk on that one.
Well, you know, it's the conditioning of the religious systems that is. Pluto did a good job already removing in the last 13 years. So it will be easier and easier for people to wake up.
Right. Because that's what really woke me up. Because I was raised in a Nazarene church, and, you know, and a strict Christian. And, And when my son died, there's just no way I believed in reincarnation. But, boy, he come around and let us know that it is for real, so.
Well, you know, that was just another layer of the matrix, the religious system.
Right.
Buddha did a darn good job lifting up a lot of veils on that.
Right.
On every level, any religion you look at is only existing in skeleton format. I don't believe about, you know, the fanatics having any power or fanatic, you know, terrorists and all that stuff. That's all, again, the creation of the fear-based system. Thank you so much for calling in, Bob. I really appreciate your call. Hopefully you'll check in again.
All right.
Okay. Good luck in Southern California.
All righty. Later.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Dear friends, we're moving fast ahead here, and there's not much time left, but I wanted to just remind you that you tuned in to Earth Harmony Divinations. I also do readings on this show, and you can always check out my website, Elizabeth. My web address is redlotus.org, and my email address is elizabeth@redlotus.org. And next time, I would like to bring on a guest who is a friend of mine. Her name is Gloria, and she just used her light body to overcome cancer. And she actually overcame a tremendous amount of traumas in her life. So she would like to share that with us. And again, you know, what we're moving into is instead of just focusing on personal survival, we're moving into a time where clan survival, clan as light bodies, as light beings, as soul bodies, soul friends will cluster together to help us grow into this intuitive self. That's what really the new shift is about. This is what the spiritual revolution is about. And so this holy high self or this Holy Spirit is finally getting a chance to shine again on this planet Earth of ours. So it's just an amazing time to witness and to be here. This is why I believe so many people are populating the Earth at the moment, because we all want to see the showdown. And so anyway, we will be closing soon here. My next show is going to be on August 6th, I believe. August 6th of 08 on Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And in closing, I would like to finish with the gratitude intent. Again, let's take a deep breath and focus on our third eye. I'm grateful, and I know now that there is nothing that I could truly desire that is not at this very moment standing at the door of my consciousness, ready to appear in my life and affairs. I have only to be conscious of this truth, and every need is met, every problem solved, every question answered. My consciousness of the God Self, the Holy Spirit within, is all I will ever need for all eternity. And so it is. Okay, so again, our next show will air live on Wednesday, August 6th. Please tune in and call in anytime. Thanks for listening today. I'm Elizabeth checking out. Until we meet again next time, have a wonderful, blessed time and a great summer, what's left of it.
Can I believe what I see? All I have wished for will be. All our race. proud and free. Once more.